Morning, sir.
Any questions, comments about the agenda? If not, I entertain a motion to approve. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the minutes of the prior meeting? Move approval? Right? All in favor?
I thought I was here.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Mr. Doherty, you have a safety message for this morning?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Downing, members of the board. Just a reminder, if the fire alarm goes off, you see the visual strobe in the audio, that we'd ask that you either exit from the door behind me, exit over here, one of the exit doors, go out through the front of the building, and meet across the street by the sculpture nut and bolt in front of the National Building Museum. Our safety contact for this morning is on household chemical dangers. Household chemicals serve important functions in our daily lives. In fact, it's hard to imagine life without them. However, when household chemicals are used improperly, they can be hazardous. Learning how to properly use, store, and dispose of these products can help you avoid unnecessary injury and illness and protect the environment. Although children are at risk for accidents related to household chemicals, they are not the only group. Many adults suffer unintentional injury, poison, or death when they do not follow the label instructions or attempt to mix different substances. It's important to make informed decisions about the type of household chemicals you bring into your home. Before you buy them, read the packaging to make sure you know exactly what you're purchasing. Always keep household chemicals in their original containers, locked and secured away from children and separate from food and other household substances. Also avoid exposure to extreme heat or cold, as many household products can be affected by temperatures. Periodically clean out storage cabinets and safely dispose of outdated and unneeded household chemicals. Carefully follow the disposal instructions indicated on the label. Never pour hazardous waste in the storm drains, onto the ground, into any body of water, or down the drain, as it may result in health or environmental problems, and those can be such things as bleach and ammonia, window cleaner, some of the things that we commonly use. Also check with your municipality to see if they offer a chemical disposal, recycling, or reuse program, such as a household hazardous waste disposal. In the event of an emergency, if you suspect poisoning from a household chemical has occurred, call the nationwide Poison Control Center, toll-free at 800-222-1212, which will automatically connect you with the nearest poison control center. Poison control centers are staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by pharmacists and registered nurses, and maintain information on recommended treatment for the ingestion of household products and medicines. For other types of household chemical emergencies, keep phone numbers for police and fire departments near the phone. Thank you. That concludes our safety contact.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. Our agenda item this morning is an update from the Tri-State Oversight Committee, Jim Benton, who is now the lead in that organization. But before we do, I just want to bring the committee up to speed on one other very significant development, I think, relates to the good work that staff has been doing and our efforts to oversee it. The National Transportation Safety Board has declared five of the 27 outstanding recommendations to be closed with acceptable action. This is a big step forward. Two of them are very noteworthy because they relate to the Fort Totten crash. The Safety Board has endorsed the development of the automatic train control track circuit monitoring tool. This is the computer program that will actually identify a condition such as that which led to Fort Totten, that is losing the ability to note that a train is on the track. So the software has been developed, it's been tested, procedures are in place at the control center to listen to and respond if that alarm were to go off. So that's a redundancy that's very important. Secondly, they have closed the recommendation on the removal of the track circuits. That process is not complete yet, but they are satisfied that it is well underway. The other three are also long-term issues, implementation of cable insulation resistance testing. closing of the FTA recommendations from its March 2010 report. We'll also, I think in the next few weeks, see an updated report from FTA on their more recent audit and review, which I think it will be positive. And they closed out the development of our hazard identification and resolution matrix process as a key part of our system safety program. There are other recommendations that are still open. Most of them have been, we have provided documentation to the safety board and are expecting them to act fairly quickly. We do have to recall there are probably 7 items that will be long-term, such as replacement of the 1000 series cars. But I think this is real progress, and I think it shows that we're paying attention and we are getting results. I hope that's what we'll hear from Jim. Just to add a point to that, in the latest monthly report of our outstanding corrective action plans, the majority of those relate to internal audits that we're finding things that need to be corrected and correcting them.
Thank you. And we'll continue that effort as we approach service of the Silver Iron. Rule compliance special study will move forward in October. We've asked the safety department to allow us to come in and do an internal compliance program study and supply them with the results. Next slide. WMATA continues to make improvement in its safety program implementation, the safety measurement system, and taking steps in response to high-profile incidents. The safety measurement system we have been trained on and been given access to, so we don't have to necessarily wait for information to come forward to us from the safety department. If we need to, we can actually go in and get the information ourselves and, just to help the process move in the right manner and without delay in the safety department, responding to any kind of request that we may make. TOC continues to have a productive working relationship with all levels of WMATA staff. We are attending executive safety committee meetings, local safety committee meetings, departmental safety committee meetings. So we're constantly engaged with WMATA staff to learn of new and improved ways to continue this march towards a safety culture. And TOC hopes to maintain this relationship through openness and transparency, and as I said, we have access to the SMS system, we have access to the Maximo system. It is an open relationship. We get notified instantaneously of incidents just the same way that the safety department does. On the higher profile incidents, we'll also get a phone call from them alerting us to the situation so that we can advise our members and our executives. On the FTA audit of WMATA, we were active participants. The FTA had three teams, and we were also had a team member in each of the teams. If there are any findings, the TOC will follow them to completion. And TOC is working with both WMATA and FTA to address any outcomes that come from the audit and assessment. Ensure focus on quality, not quantity, of WMATA's response. If there are findings, we won't dictate that they need to be closed right away. We'll work with WMATA and make sure that we focus on quality of the outcomes. Accident incident hazard management. There's been several incidents. I don't want to say they were recently because it seems like it's been ages ago since that 105 degree temperatures for the long period of time. But some of these incidents were the escalator incident at LaFont, uncommanded off-platform door openings, friction rings, heat kink derailment, passenger self-evacuation, and Shady Grove incident. We've currently received preliminary incident reports and are monitoring the progress made on these incidents and awaiting the final reports. Internal audits. WMATA internal audits remain strong. They meet the frequency WMATA is required to do all elements of the System Safety Program plan every 3 years, and they are meeting the frequency requirements as well as notifying us in a timely manner when these audits will occur. And the results of the WMATA efforts, as Mr. Downey said, remain strong. CAT process needs continued attention. To get some of these findings closed out, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort on the WMATA staff, and we appreciate the effort that they do put forth in closing these. In the month of August, we closed 15 CATs, and three are still under TOC review for closure. There's 138 CAPs presently open. As Mr. Downey said, many of them were just added in August 2012 from internal safety audit corrective actions. Next. Open CAPs by hazard rating. We have 3% on level 1, 64% on level 2. Level 3 is 14%, level 4 is 19%. The level 1 being the most severe types of hazards are required to be mitigated to a lower level before these issues can be put in service. Many of these types of incidents may be with the track monitoring tool and the ATC boards, as we know, have been mitigated to levels where it is no longer a hazard, but it is still an open cap awaiting for the boards to be replaced. Internal TOC activities. We're doing an FTA mock audit of our own program. We're bringing in experts from around the field. And what the FTA assessment of WMATA was, we're going to do our own assessment of ourselves. That way, when the FTA does come back next year for their three-year review, we will be prepared, as I believe we are prepared now.
And your relationship to the FTA has changed in some degree with the passage of safety legislation.
That's currently evolving to a point where, yes, that people are getting trained on what we need to do, how the state safety oversight program has to be certified by the FTA, funding arrangements, standards that need to be met.
I'm hopeful that we can position what you and we have done together as the national model as we move forward.
I do agree with that, and I think a lot of what MAP 21 was written on is based on the relationship that we have here at WMATA. I think WMATA is an example of what the other agencies around the country are going to have to come to be like. I definitely agree with that. DOC oversight of capital projects, Silver Line safety certification working groups and startup meetings, participation in the 7000 series rail car and project reviews. DOC oversight of capital projects is limited to safety and security. So if projects are behind schedule or over budget, we are not focused on those types of issues. Rule compliance special study. There'll be many areas that we will be focused on in rule compliance as far as operations, maintenance, and as well as training. What we'll be looking at is whether WMATA's current rule compliance efforts adhere to its new procedures. Structure will include field observations, interviews, and record reviews. So we have requested that this study and be supported by WMATA, and hopefully we will have the results to the board at the next quarterly update. All right. If anybody has any questions or concerns, I
do. Questions or comments from committee members or other board members?
I have a question. Can you elaborate a little bit on the FTA audit results? Do we have anything at all we can talk about as far as the results from that, or is that still mum for the moment?
I can. I talked to the FTA the other day, and they said that they will be sending the report out next week, and we should be able to analyze the report, respond to the report, and we should have that for you very soon to address on the it was on the maintenance practices and equipment, and so they went through and dealt with WMATA. But I'd like the FTA's report pretty much to speak for itself.
I know they're under a fairly tight deadline to first provide to the Hill what their findings have been and then issue the report. We may want to invite them to come in and talk to us directly about it, but I think it will be very much on a positive tone, but as always, with some additional things that we could be doing better.
I think you'll find out that the report is basically what we've displayed here, that WMATA is moving forward to be an example for the nation, and a lot of what they saw here, they're taking to other agencies.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been our practice at these meetings to identify any high-profile incidents that need reporting. I don't believe there are any.
That's
good news.
Finishing up working on some of the past to finalize.
Working through the recommendations on some of the others. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, the Safety Committee meeting is adjourned. Next order of business is the Finance Committee, but we await the arrival of the Finance Chair, who expected the meeting to occur at 10, so we'll recess until we have the Finance Chair here.